Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont signed an executive order over the weekend requiring face coverings. In that order, it says a person in a public place who is unable to or doesn't maintain a safe social distance of 6 feet should cover their mouth and nose with a mask or cloth face covering. That order goes into effect at 8 o'clock tonight. The governor also announced that Connecticut's presidential primary has been rescheduled to August 11th. It will align it with other federal, state, and local primaries already scheduled on that date. Meanwhile, in New York State, any individual over the age of 2 and able to medically tolerate a face covering is required to cover their nose and mouth with a mask or cloth face covering when in public spaces and unable to maintain or when not maintaining social distance. At least 42 nursing homes across New York State have had at least 10 coronavirus deaths as the pandemic ravages facilities tasked with protecting the most vulnerable people. Newly reported data over the weekend showed nursing homes, most of them downstate New York, had significant clusters of deaths, including Cobble Hill Health Center in Brooklyn, which reported 55, the highest number of any facility. The data, which was self-reported by the nursing homes, does not include names of facilities that had fewer than 5 deaths, nor does it include cases where a resident died in a hospital or anywhere outside the home. The data was current as of last Wednesday, according to Governor Cuomo. Late Thursday, he signed an executive order requiring nursing homes and adult care facilities to notify family or next of kin of confirmed cases and deaths connected with COVID-19. That information must be disclosed within 24 hours of the case confirmation of death, according to the order. Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation, in partnership with the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, has awarded over $62,000 in rapid response grants to nonprofits providing basic needs in Northwest Connecticut. The grants have been awarded to the following local organizations: AHA, the after-school program in support of child care in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in partnership with the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation; the Connecticut Food Bank in support of food and supplies in response to the pandemic; Cornwall Food and Fuel Fund in support of food in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in partnership with the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation; and Advance in support of food in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in partnership with the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation; the Falls Village Senior Center in support of basic and essential needs in response to the pandemic, that also in partnership with the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation; Fishes and Loaves in support of food, PPE, cleaning, and to-go supplies, and gas for volunteers in response to the pandemic, in cooperation once again with the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation; Gear Village in support of meals and support for staff without sufficient paid sick leave in response to the pandemic; Kent Affordable Housing in support of rent and utilities for residents in response to the COVID-19 pandemic; Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association in support of PPE in response to the pandemic; the United Church of Christ in Cornwall in support of rent, heat, food, medication, and utilities in response to COVID-19. Now, nonprofits may apply for rapid response grants on the Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation website, northwestcf.org. Donations can be made to the Northwest Corner Gives COVID-19 Rapid Response Fund on the Community Foundation's website, northwestcf.org. In Sharon, the Board of Finance wants to set up a fund to help local business and nonprofits during this time of confinement of COVID-19. Selectman Dale Jones said he thought such a move might be premature, suggesting any action should be tabled until more time goes by and they can better gauge what's happening. Selectman Casey Flanagan said he questioned their ability to take on something that big, but recommended they revisit the idea. First Selectman Brent Colley said, quote, "It's a good concept to think about, but not at this time," end quote. Meanwhile, Sharon budgets are now available for viewing on the town's website, sharonct.org, by clicking on In Lieu of Public Hearing. The documents are attached separately. Residents have until April 28th to ask questions and make comments to the email address on the website or submit in writing to the Board of Finance, P.O. Box 385, Sharon, 06069. Paper copies are available by request. Call 860-364-5789. They will be placed outside the back door for pickup. The Board of Finance will hold a special Zoom meeting on May 5th to address questions and comments received. That night, members will make a final decision on the proposed budgets by recommending a complete spending plan and tax rate to the Board of Selectmen for adoption. The Selectmen will adopt the budget and tax rate at its regular meeting May 12th at 3 p.m. A story by Ruth Epstein of the Republican American Lee H. Kellogg School has about 75 students in grades K through 8, yet costs are sending students to Housatonic Valley Regional High School are high. Chairman Patricia McCare braced Board of Finance members by saying the cost for Region 1 is not good news for us. Housatonic draws students from six towns, and tuition costs are based on the percentage of those attending from each town. Kellogg generally sends most or all of its students to Housatonic, while larger schools often have children attending private schools, so their percentages and costs are less. Falls Village's proposed spending plan for Region 1 in the next fiscal year is $1.7 million, up $247,000, or 17%. McCara says she's pleased most Kellogg students choose to attend Housatonic, believing they receive an excellent education. The principal's annual salary, by the way, at Leish Kellogg School is slated to increase by $9,175. Lynn Mills, Worthington of the Republican American, reports the Kent Board of Finance has followed through on its plan to keep the tax rate flat for 2020-21 by reducing both education and municipal spending in the $12.6 million budget and tapping $794,000 from the town's surplus account. The Finance Board on Monday of last week instructed the Board of Education to postpone the Kent Center School entryway security project for 1 year in an attempt to save $140,000. That is expected to be returned to the town as surplus funds. The motion passed 4-1. Another reduction was removal of $150,000 from the municipal budget earmarked for the town's Scaticoke Legal Fund. The town is in the midst of opposing the tribe's bid for federal recognition. The Finance Board said it would use $794,000 from the town's surplus to balance the budget and keep the tax rate at 18.6 mils. During that meeting last week, the Board of Selectmen authorized the Board of Finance to adopt the $12.6 million budget, which carries a 2.1 spending increase. A Stanford man accused of selling a vehicle he did not own on Facebook was taken into custody last week. Police were contacted by a person who reported paying Scott C. Danielli $1,500 for a 2006 black Mazda. Police say the vehicle did not belong to Danielli and he did not have authorization to sell it. Police say this is not his first offense. He was arrested for similar crime by the Hyde Park Police Department involving the fraudulent sale of the same vehicle. Anybody who's believed to be a victim of theft is asked to contact State Police Investigator Du Bois at 845-677-7300. K through 12 educators in Berkshire County are worried about the impact of remote learning on their ability to assess students, but they remain confident that children will be ready for the next grade. A story in the Berkshire Eagle. Teachers acknowledge that the schools were focused on the well-being of their pupils rather than implementing new material in the early stages of virtual education, and they were and still are working to diminish the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on children's education. Meanwhile, colleges are worried that the outbreak could disrupt their admissions process. They now have to reach out to potential students through virtual meetings. Remote learning has proposed several challenges to Massachusetts teachers. The classes by some children shy away from participating in class activities. Educators also have to make sure that tasks given to the pupils via different online platforms are engaging enough. Other issues involve software problems and the lack of broadband and accessibility on the K through 12 and college levels. The Salisbury Board of Selectmen are requesting those who bring their dogs to the town's dog park wear masks and restrict their attendance to two people at a time. Residents in Salisbury and Sharon should also wear masks at the Salisbury-Sharon transfer station, according to the selectmen. They noted that when some of the selectmen were there, only two of the 15 to 20 people had them on, and people were getting too close to one another. The Sharon Board of Selectmen approved Governor Lamont's executive order allowing towns to give taxpayers a three-month grace period on interest property taxes during the COVID-19 pandemic. All agreed with the tax collector, Donna Christensen, that the relief would help affected residents get back on their feet. The Kent Conservation Commission has discussed the lack of recreation areas open to the public due to the pandemic. Kent Falls State Park has been closed to the public, as well as access to the Bulls Bridge parking lot near the Housatonic River and Appalachian Trail. North Kent Road has been blocked to traffic, and the gate at River Road has also been closed, preventing access to the Appalachian Trail. Joe Spilo said that if people keep far enough apart, they should be permitted to use the outdoor recreation areas. Connie Main said Kent Land Trust is doing regular checks of its trails for overcrowding and monitoring the parking areas. A prominent and historic Stockbridge property lost its carriage house on Friday. No humans or animals were injured in the blaze, which started at about 5:30, claiming the entire structure. Hans and Catherine Morris own the Cherry Hill Road estate, which has seen prominent owners throughout its history. Members of the Berkshire Legislative Delegation are encouraging nonprofit organizations to work together as money for their operation dries up during the pandemic. On Friday, the Nonprofit Center for the Berkshires convened leaders representing about 70 Berkshire organizations with all the members of the local legislative delegation through an hour-long virtual town hall focused on COVID-19 relief efforts in relation to the nonprofit sector. Music Mountain has announced the cancellation of its Summer 2020 festival, the first time in Music Mountain's 91-year history of having to cancel. They are exploring options for virtual concerts and events. And citing concerns over the COVID-19 pandemic, Aston Magna Music Festival has canceled what would have been its 48th season of music making in the Berkshires. Concerts had been scheduled for July 5th, 11th, 18th, 25th, and August 1st at St. James Place, and August 7th at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center. For those who ride Metro North, the railroad announced that anybody riding their trains must wear masks. That went into effect on Friday. Riders must wear a mask or covering to protect their nose and mouth when riding the train. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find them on Facebook at interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average wound up the week at 24,242.49 last week. The Nasdaq starts off this week at 8650.14 and the S&P 500 at 2874.56. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.